I don't touch this fucking thing. It works. I'm H2nd. This is yet another mind-bending episode of Chronicle.su Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Liebel Joker Incorporated and the All Things... I was going to say the All Things Comedy Network. But they do podcasts. Okay, let's see here. Bill. Wild Kilgore. Calling him up. Doing the hate show. Oh shit, it's going through the speakers in the car. Okay. Alright, let's just set this fucking recorder. God damn it, it's all tangled up. This is bad. We got a tangle. We got a tangle, a tingle tangle, and our dingle dangle.
You reached Billy.
Oh, he's not answering. Kill go! Yo, kill go! We doing the radio show, dog? Hey, where you at? And that's how we leave a message for Kilgore Trout of the Internet Chronicle at chronicle.su. Siri, take a voice memo.
Oh, shit.
Or do I wait until after I start it to roll the window up? This is H2nd, and we're back with the miracle of editing. With slightly better sound quality. That thing I was using earlier is just a handheld voice recorder that you put down in the room during an interview. And rather than talking into that thing on speakerphone, I run a wire to my ear. It looks like a microphone and a little pass-through, so I can hear the conversation through this microphone, and it records the conversation. Basically, it records a phone call, is what I'm telling you. And you stick this fucking thing in your ear, and nobody has to know it's there, right? But depending on state law, sometimes at least one person has to know. You don't want to fuck up and be like the NSA. Go all NSA on your buds. So Kilgore told me, he said, man, if you... I don't think he made a threat. I think he said something like, you're not recording right now, are you? And I said, no, I'd never record one of my buds without telling him. Yeah, in case you can't already tell by the tone of my voice, I'm on my way once again to South Carolina, which is in the up and coming slot for one of the most hated states, one of the most hated words in my vocabulary, Carolina. May I never see this fucking place again. You know, it's not that bad. It's really not that bad. But living in this place and relying on this place, it's no way for a man to live. The Carolinas, I feel like a snake slithering between two rocks. Just because if I want to rub two coins together, I gotta slink up and down this Appalachian highway. But you know what? It's all right. I got a pretty sweet job. Everything's pretty chill. Nobody really gets in my face. But fuck, there's just something about the atmosphere here. I don't know. When it rains, it is the only time this place ever feels clean and like you can breathe the air. Other than that, My throat is always dry. I wake up with allergies. All right, I think I gotta get on 26. Yeah, we're taking the... We're going to 26E. We're gonna be on East for a while. So if you don't know where I am where Interstate 40 meets Interstate 26. And you really don't want to be going the wrong direction on 26 because you go to where the money is, but it's like this natural barrier between the poor highway and the rich highway, where there's just constant road work and construction. Like, it's as close to making that entire side of the county into a gated community as you can get without slapping a guardhouse down and a couple of gates, one on each side. Yeah, can I see your pass to go into Northeast Asheville, please? Thanks. Just making sure that none of the you-know-whos were getting out. Exit 46A. That's going to be on the left. It's one of those gotcha exits, as Sarah Palin would call it. That exit's trying to fool you. Sorry if the air conditioner's blowing right into the microphone. I got it turned off, so I'll be hot for you pieces of shit. So we tried to call Kilgore, no answer. What are you gonna do? He doesn't always answer the phone, you know? He doesn't live with a phone on his hip all the time, like some of us. I'm not pointing any fingers, but some of us do. We can't separate from the cell phone, and Kilgore has managed to eliminate it from his life. He would just as soon throw that thing in the river as make a phone call on it. I don't think any time in the last year that I've called it, has he answered. In spite of that, I forget, so I go to leave a message, and of course, his mailbox is full. So what are you going to do with that, right? You just hang up the phone. You're not leaving a message for Kilgore. He doesn't want to hear it anyway. Kilgore's on Terramex, and I'm worried about him. It started out as a joke, and I don't think it's ironic anymore. I think he's really laid up under a rock, breathing his final breaths, all of which are tinged by just a, maybe a percent is in the air of pure Terramex left over where he's been freebasing it. He says, the air I breathe from this point forward is Terramex. That's the air I breathe, okay? We just put it in the air. I spray it into a fine cloud of dust and it just stays in the air and we circulate it with box fans, and that was the last time I visited him. So, Kilgore, if you can hear me now, get off that stuff. Come on back to Hate Radio. See you. This is what it's like to worry about a friend. You wonder what the fuck he's doing. At the same time, it's like, who gives a shit? He's out there living the life of his dreams, okay? I might not know much, but if I know anything, I know he's probably at work and just coming home from work. And we've missed him. But he goes to work and he does that Terramax. And Kilgore is a fine Appalachian craftsman, the man that he is. He's able to do his woodworking just by lying on his side in a pile of sawdust up at the wood shop. Kilgore and the boys in the backbeat. And that saved my soul. All right, so if you ever wonder what Kilgore is doing, he's laying up on Terramax, eyes to the sky, not even looking at the work at hand as he's cutting jigsaws out of blocks of wood or whatever it is that he does. Kilgore is what the Randys among us would refer to as a pretty good old boy. Just a good old fella out there taking care of business in that part of the world where he does his Kilgore business. In that holler. the hate holler. It's so full of mold. The house and everything is not moldy, but the entire area seems to be moldy, like where the river comes down. And that's the old river story. The Kilgore trout in a river. He's named after the kind of trout, the Kilgore trout, that is known for floating, it swims backwards downstream. Not so that it can get its fuck on, like you'd think. Like when you see in the pictures, the salmon are flopping up. No, he's going downstream to collect in a toxic pool, just filled to the brim of Terror Max, where all the other dead Kilgore trouts wind up. They all just die at some point along that stream and wind up in that toxic soup of Terror Max and decomposing fish guts. That's where he usually hangs out, you know? That's what Kilgore is known for, is bathing in Terror Max infested waters. I mean, I didn't mean for this to become an intervention, but Kilgore, we know what you're doing in those terror pools, man. We know you lay in those hot Terror Max, that soup of yours. We just don't know what you're doing there. Can you really see satellites, man? Can you see the fucking satellites shooting down at us? Kilgore once famously, by the fireside, did what I would call a heroic dose of Terror Max. This was before it became a problem, and it was still everybody just having a good time. When suddenly, his neck shot 45 degrees and then 90 degrees upward. Okay, he was like a sentry turret. Okay, his head darted first to the horizon and then immediately to the sky above him. And we were like, what the fuck? Right? When, wouldn't you know it, an assassination attempt was made on Kilgore's head from a mobile, a low-orbiting ion cannon. Which, we're still trying to get to the bottom of it, but we think Vic Livingston has something to do with it. He's a former X Games reporter. Vic Livingston is a real dude on the internet, and he will tell you right now that this podcast is being recorded. Because this guy, man, he really knows his stuff, you know, when it comes to the terror plots on his life. Vic Livingston is, I think, pretty far ahead of the game, and I'm surprised yet that we haven't heard same kind of allegations about him as we've heard from other leading public figures, like a certain gentleman involved in the Tor project that we're not allowed to discuss, because Chronicle.su2 is a national security attempt to bring a little more security to this nation. Because frankly, there's not enough of it. Okay, so every visit to our website comes with a complimentary set of cookies from our advertisers. You can have those until they expire on your computer, which is set to never. Because they need to know what you're doing on those other sites like Facebook and shit. Well, surely you don't sympathize with ISIS and the terrorists, do you? You're not that kind of audience. The 10 of you listening, you're not those kind of people. You're the kind of people who get it, you know? Most of our audience members are old souls. People who they just seem to know what's going on. You're an intelligent audience. You're well-read. And You're not willing to tolerate more than 5 minutes of a Holocaust denial in line at the gas station before it just gets awkward for you, and that's what makes you a good listener. It's just, I'm glad they make more listeners like you, man. You know, I thought you guys were going out of style. I was afraid that as I become an adult, that kind of podcast listener would not be around for my generation, and yet here you are. And that's the kind of support that I want to see you guys giving Kilgore on Twitter, all right? So send him plenty of texts. Send him, be sure to include the hashtag GetWellKilgore or KilgoreGetBetter. Kilgo? Or just hashtag Kilgo. And he'll know what you're talking about. But yeah, get him off the Terramax. I mean, fucking intervene. What kind of people are you? All right? I would help him if I could, but I'm driving right now. And frankly, I think there's no hope for him. I do hope he gets better. Obviously, but he's been on this Terramax for a while now. And no, Terramax is not a metaphor for Kilgore is just doing his own thing or just, as you might call it, chilling out. Kilgore is, you know, he's hooked. He's really hooked on Terramax. Yeah, you probably didn't even hear the phone ringing because he was having a panic trip or something, some kind of skeeted out terror trip during which he experiences, well, you know the side effects already of Terramax. Repeated unexplainable nuclear detonations are a sign that the Terramax is not working as intended for you. If you experience the sensation of a cluster bombing or the loss of limbs or even vivid graphical hallucinations, 64 bits hallucinations, then come back on the Terramax just a little bit and maybe sober it down with some wild turkey. And so in your Twitter messages, say that to Kilgore, hashtag Kilgo, get better, get well soon, get off the Terramax, please. We're all very worried about you. Are you dead yet? See, I do the Terramax too, all right? But I you do that stuff long enough, and the irony of it just wears off, and you really are a terror junkie, okay? You're looking in every nook and cranny for the fear, and you just can't find it anymore. And you're on your hands and knees scrambling around, just looking for something to be afraid of, so much to the point where you've got to turn on the TV and, oh, there it is, there it is. There's 9/11 Part 2 on TV. Good, okay, I can watch that. I buy that now, I get it. Terramax really turns my perspective around, you know? Gets me on board with the drone program. I feel more comfortable with the bombing weddings and especially children. If children die, that's, you know, because how's that going to create a new terrorist, right? How is that creating new terrorists? You say we bomb the brown people in the Middle East. How's that creating new terrorists if we're killing the children too and there's no lineage? Yeah, but for every terrorist we make, man, we kill like fucking 10, 15 of them. Isn't that what you hear? Imagined voice in my head that says, yes, hate sec, that's what we hear. That is exactly what we hear because we're you. And we get it, man. You guys just get it. I'm on my way to, fuck, none of these cities on the thing. I gotta look at the map now. At least I don't have to put you on speaker. At least I don't have to put you pieces of fucking shit on speakerphone. Alright, 9 more miles. because I won't hesitate to put you on speakerphone for a second. And then you get to hear the road noise. I haven't driven on the Rumble Strip at all this time. Man, I really fucking wish we had Kilgore on here. All right, we're going to try and call him one more time. See what he does. Okay, all right, we're recording again. Time to call Kilgore, and I believe right now is a good time to mention that tonight's program is sponsored by TerraMax. TerraMax is the fantastic new drug by Legal Drug Laboratories that allows you to see the enemy before they can see you. That's right, TerraMax allows you to scan every horizon as you call Kilgore Trout in the wild. Kill, go! Got him on the favorites. Here we go. Calling. Killy Trout. Kill, go. Alright, let's see here. Oh shit, it's going through those car speakers again. God damn it. And it's muted. Alright, here we go. Oh man. I feel like one of those stupid ass fucking drive time DJs. Oh, I'm gonna get Kill Trout on the line. Yeah, that's right. Go around me and stop tailgating, you stupid fuck. It's like if you're not going 15 over in the slow lane, you're just an asshole these days.
You're in slow.
Damn it! Again! Alright, well. Nobody can say we didn't try there, huh? We really gave it the old college try. I went back, I flipped back to the recorder and everything. And why did I include that bit? Because I was just driving with that thing in my hand. All right, wow, my phone is fucking hot. How does it get this hot? I almost can't put it to my face right now, okay? All right, so could you fix that apple, please? Should I submit that in a bug report? And do you want all my other data with it? Yeah, I'm not crazy about the old data collection schemes. If you want to see how bad it's gotten, all right, just you log into Firefox and download this plugin. It's called U-Matrix. Letter U, Matrix. It's all one word. And, like, enable all the filters. Wow, that is a fucking cool old Firebird Trans Am. Holy shit. So, what the fuck was I just talking about? You install U-Matrix and disable all the, whatever, enable it, disable it, it doesn't matter. And just click on the icon that it creates in Firefox and look at the gigantic list of motherfuckers that are targeting you with advertising scripts and codes and trackers and stuff. Stuff that has all this data that is just like, what are they doing with that? You know, why do they need that? And you can toggle them off and you can say like, no, they don't need that. They don't need that. Fuck all of them. Right? And it won't even load their shit up. And that's a pretty cool program. If you're willing to fuck with just the slightest bit of computer internet stuff. It's a pretty cool program. But get out of that. You know, fucking break free from that. It's not that hard. I mean, are we delusional to think that they don't still have ways of tracking us and all that stuff? Yeah, of course. I mean, there's an even bigger cookie. I can't remember what it's called. It's like a SOL cookie or something like that. And it stays forever. Oh, it's an LSO, I think is what it's called. I can't remember. But yeah, it's like your average cookie, 4 kilobytes? Or 8 or something like that. It's really small. But this one is, I think, 100? Or 400? No, this one's 400. Or at least. And so, considering a regular cookie can track like where you're going, what browser you're using, where you came from, the pages you visited between then and now, then you gotta wonder what these big-ass cookies that never expire and are in fact a form of hidden cookie that subverts the regular the old cookie shit that we've had since the internet, the dot-com boom, then, what the fuck, man? So there's a plugin that lets you delete that too, which is pretty cool. It's like they don't need that stuff, you know? Why give it to them when you can take it away so easily with just one step that you only have to make one time and never look at it again? Why give it to them? Jesus, where the fuck is this going? It's going nowhere. You know what? It's going nowhere because that's what infomercials do, right? This TerrorMax infomercial has compelled you all legally to buy TerrorMax, and there's just no two ways around it. I'm sorry. The Terror Elixir is available if you prefer a little Tylenol added to your TerrorMax. And the Terrorgasm sex toy is going to be pretty rad. It's basically just a dildo that you dip in a lubricated gel, and then you roll it around in the cocaine form of TerrorMax, and just diddle whoever wants TerrorMax inside their bodies with it. You get it in the ass and it absorbs it way fast. Super fast. Terrifically fast. And, you know, give it a try. That's actually a Milton Bradley toy now. I'm driving by the... Oh, get this. I'm driving by the place that tows cars, and they've got a sheriff out in their yard. Gee, I wonder who's going for the government contracts and is probably accepting dirty money in exchange for a little political access. Would it be that sheriff in the picture in the fucking grass in front of the place that benefits from the way cars are towed? Nah, probably not. I should turn around and take that motherfucker's picture. Find out where his money's coming from. And then go to Asheville Citizen Times and they'd be like, nah, we're not going to take it because you don't work for us. Sorry, get out of here, faggot. With your words and your stories. See, that's why journalism is getting a little tougher, because they don't trust just anybody. You've got to really like work for a place now. You can't just shop your stories around as easily as you could before. I called the Associated Press with a story, and they at the behest of this really really cool journalism professor I had. She's this fucking embattled woman that made it from USA Today's copy editing desk. I think she was their desk manager, to basically running the journalism program at the school where I attended. She's a cool lady. I should probably edit this out, actually, so people don't fucking track her down. And all right, anyway, let's see here. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So she comes from that, like, old... I'm pretty stoned, in case you couldn't tell. She runs this old... this fucking old world of newspapers, right? Where you go into the budget meeting, and what do you got? And what do you got? And what do you got? And fuck all you. I want new stories by 11. Get out of my office. That world is where she comes from. And so... to see her run a student newsroom was like the coolest fucking thing ever. She was so funny about everything, and but because she had this old world style of thinking, she saw one of the stories I handed in, and she goes, "The Associated Press needs to see this. Get it out there." So I was like, "All right." So I took the story and I called the Associated Press in the city where we live in. We lived in a medium large sized city, so they had their own bureau there. And they said, no, we haven't, what? We haven't accepted, we haven't bought a story from somebody since the 80s, the guy told me. He didn't know how to explain it to me. He's like, yeah, we just haven't done that since, 1989. I said, okay, thank you very much. Do you want it anyway? No. Okay. Well, it still ran in a lot of papers, but it would have been cool to have the AP pick it up, 'cause that makes your career right there. But So, you know, Asheville Citizen Times, not so interested in me. Sorry, man, you weren't published for the AP yet. And, damn, I gotta fucking figure out. I was at the Society of Professional Journalists, and you know what? I'm just gonna edit all this out. Fuck this. This is stupid. We don't need to talk about all this. Okay, so. God damn. This is starting to look more like civilization now. Christ, there's a Hardee's. It's a Star Burger if you're on the West Coast. There's a KFC Taco Bell combination. KFC Taco Bell. Oh, and it's a combination Hardee's Red Burrito. Who is in competition here? Like, Red Burrito, they suck. Okay, they suck. They were good when they came out because they had something to prove, but now they suck. I don't know what they've just stopped trying. It's like they just go, huh, when they put the meat in. And I've never seen a taco or tasted the taco literally tastes what sadness tastes like. Because it knows it's never going to be a Taco Bell taco. And it sure as fuck is not going to approach Chipotle. Alright, even though it's fast food and you're paying Chipotle prices. It's just not going to happen. Until they serve 3 cheap tacos, $1 a taco, and they're all fucking gangster quality tacos, you're not going to compete with Taco Bell because they got the cheap taco game covered, son. Okay, so put some fucking crispy chips in there or something, and we'll talk, all right? Get a good bean dip. Get one quality ingredient. The place fucking sucks, and that's it. It disappeared in my rearview mirror. Civilization is behind us, and rednecks and trucks are in front of me. They've all got fucking trucks, man. And they're loud, and they've all got, like, bigger pipes than I know they rolled off the factory floor with. And they've got these big-ass tires. Where are you going in that perfectly clean truck, man? Where are you going in that? What are you doing with that? All right, we're gonna keep left here. And it's got a picture of a deer. It's got a stencil on the back, a sticker with a name on it or something. It says Buck John Deere. And the guy's wearing a hat. You know, of course he's wearing a hat, but why does that piss me off? Why does a guy in a truck wearing a hat piss me off? It's because it's the same fucking guy. I just saw that guy, you know, 50 yards back, and there's gonna be another one of that guy 75 yards in front of me, threatening to pull out in front of me. And he just tried, but he saw that I was closing in. That guy is everywhere. That man is ubiquitous, and he's breeding like a motherfucker because you gotta be plentiful and breed and blow your fucking load inside a girl, right, while she's still pretty in that fucking miracle window of legal and still pretty in this area is just so thin. It's so, they just, their bodies go to shit immediately here. I don't know what happens. It's like, oh, you're young and pretty, so I'll see you Tuesday. All right, we'll have coffee. You see her, and by then she's 400 pounds, and she thinks the lipstick is gonna cover it, and she wears a second jacket. No, all right, you're gross. You're fucking gross, okay? You're 19 and gross. How did you do that? How did you... Already you're gross. What the fuck happened, you know? What happened? Like, you never even gave yourself a chance, and you just went gross. All right, and I'm not just hating on fat people, all right? These women are gross. I don't know what the speed limit here is. I have no idea, but I'm driving by a cop, who knows? I'm driving right by him! Oh, shit! He's using the Stingray, he's listening to the phone call! And he's behind us. No, but he's not coming. No, he's just sitting there. He's not doing anything. He, too, disappeared in the rearview mirror. But seeing a cop on the road doesn't count as civilization, though. It's not. They're the opposite. They're just waiting to take some money from you that they think belongs to them so they can get a 2019 Charger when it comes out. One for the road and one for the family, you know? Get a couple cars in that union agreement. Meanwhile, the firefighters and the teachers, they drive themselves home. But God forbid there's an active shooter somewhere. We need all 178 of you from Waynesville, North Carolina. Or however many. There's not that many, all right, but I've been to Waynesville enough to know they've got enough, okay? And I just see more and more. All right, now it looks like the speed limit is like 45. That's how you know you're getting near stuff, places that sell stuff. And there's a Publix. That's a grocery store in this area. Big in South Carolina. Don't let the name fool you. They're very private. And I've heard they got a pattern of mistreating their workers. But what do I know? I just talk to their workers. Let's see. There's some people. Oh yeah, people and cars. Now we're really somewhere in South Carolina. South Kakalaki. We tried to call you Kilgore, but you're all down and out on Terramax. I hate doing this fucking podcast without you. You gotta come back, man. You gotta answer the phone, Kilgo. Hashtag get well, Kilgo. And this is, you know, this is the American South. This is what we do. We just lay around in our cars and in petri dishes of Terramax, where Kilgore trouts are laying eggs, hatching and dying before they can even mature to adulthood. And making podcasts on the road, driving up and down Mr. Roosevelt's highways, up and down God's green earth, where the police punctuate this beautiful landscape and give you a little jolt of adrenaline and paranoia, just to remind you that how free you are. The American South! Not my president! Not my God! Allah, Allah Akbar? Is that what everybody's so afraid of? Little Allah Akbar? Look, there were way too many of us, okay? And if a little terrorism is the only fucking excitement we're allowed to see, and they're cracking down on that too, and there's so many of us, we need to die, all right? They're gonna, you know, it's gonna happen anyway, whether they do anything or not. So why don't we all just kick back and accept that some crazy fucking shit can happen, and we don't know when it's gonna be, but isn't that exciting anyway? Everybody's gotta be so fucking safe all the time? Who gives a shit? Let them fucking kill us. I don't give a fuck. Do you? How could you? What are you gonna do? You know, what are you gonna do? Did we need that cop back there? No. He's just making money so he can keep sitting there being a fucking asshole. Oh, man. Oh, man, I'm on a tear now. Because this is Chronicle.su. I'm HateSec. You're listening to a Liebel Droker production. Liebel Droker Incorporated is proud to dump any and all chemicals into a river near you. Now we're in town, okay? There's the Cash and Go Title Loan Center. That's where you're allowed to go and put your truck up for $50, and if you don't pay the 1,000% interest on it, they keep your truck, and oh, by the way, you still owe them the money. Yeah, and it keeps compounding? Oh, man, I saw this woman, right? This woman just fucking struggling, because, yeah, we know 1,000% interest is shitty, we know 10,000% interest is shitty, but you don't know just how shitty it is until 10,000 is multiplied by 40, and then it's multiplied by whatever the fucking result of that number is again, right? How shitty! How are you supposed to pay that up? And she was like pulling her hair out and at school, where we went to school, and complaining about what it's like to have kids and a fucking title loan hanging over your head. They keep that title until you've paid off, until you've turned a $100 loan into $1,000, baby. And I'd say $1,000 is them letting you off pretty light, baby. See, that's how we talk here. There's a guy just walking around in traffic. Dude, he's walking around with a child in fucking moving traffic. What is this guy doing? What the fuck, man? He wasn't even on a crosswalk. He was just in the traffic among moving cars with a little girl. See, and you're going to protect that guy from terrorism, and that little girl is going to grow up to be a fucking dumbass, okay? And that's thinking, oh, look, there's a place I'm going to be tomorrow. Probably. Yeah, yeah, okay, because I'm getting pretty close to my hotel in this. Oh, I've heard this is a pretty cool town, actually. It's starting to turn into something real. Yeah, all right. Yeah, if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, I tell you, stop into Pandora's Box. It looks like one hell of an adult toy store. In fact, I'm going to turn in there right now. Oh, here's a homeless guy who looks like he could help. Hey, there's a homeless guy. Maybe he could help. He's just standing there. Maybe he could help. Jesus Christ. Oh, man, what a gritty, nasty little hotel all these people are parked at. That place is packed. Imagine being the last guy to, like, fucking close the vacancy on that place at 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday. Dude, you would not be able to sleep for the sound of a fight and fucking. There'd just be fighting and fucking all night at that place. There's nothing else that happens there for like $10 a night or whatever it is. Whoa, this whole building collapsed in South Carolina. This is really shaping up. All right, so look, I might have to eat my words pretty soon because this is, there's a guy in a topless Jeep with fucking earplugs in. He's just listening to his iPod, man. He's not gonna hear any sirens or nothing. He's not afraid of the terrorists. He's got a goddamn unicycle attached to his open Jeep with no doors and shit. Not even a seatbelt on. He's crushing it. That's my kind of guy right there. Driving around in that Carolina heat, not giving a fuck. With his iPod earbuds in. He doesn't... Dude, if he runs people over, there's going to be even a second where even if it's an accident, he's going to enjoy it. Because he's listening like, let's dance. And David Bowie, as he's running people over, driving through chain link fences, through that barbecue. Wow, this is a real city. Holy shit. It is happening. I say it's a real city because I see a fucking brick house with a wraparound porch. Oh, that's a real city, buddy. Oh, there's an abandoned antiques mall. This place is fucking... Everything is getting torn down here and being rebuilt as something else right now. Oh, yeah, people know that Greenville is where the money is about to roll in. See, if I had like 10 grand, I'd invest it in one of these little buildings, a little hotel or something, or even that fucking nasty motel where you can fuck women. The price is going to go up on that place pretty soon. That's where I'd invest my 10K, right into them, and just go straight to the profit sharing. See, I'll take some of those fuck dollars, please. And by the way, price just went up another fiver. So it's a new tax. It's called the I'm rich and you're poor tax. It's called the I have part of the hotel and I have a legislator in my pocket and you don't tax. Got another mile and a half. I think I'm going to drive straight through the city. Oh, yeah. This is pretty cute. Pretty cute. We're going downtown, baby. Downtown tonight. We're going to make a hard left and go into fucking downtown. So I was thinking, I got some more business prospects lined up. Old HateSec might have to hop on a plane pretty soon. Or maybe I'll just catch a ride with this other guy. One of the two. One is not as glamorous. Driving fucking from the top to the bottom of Georgia in this dude's car. That was pretty cool. Because I haven't been that part of the country in a while. It would be nice to go back. Go down to Miami. Go to Orlando. Shoot on back up. Maybe try to persuade this guy to stay a night in Hotlanta. I might be in Nashville in the coming weeks. I have no tour dates coming up. I'm just going to be there, chilling out in Nashville. There's a certain writer for the Internet Chronicle who I'm going to have to hit up while I'm out there. Chronicle.su, attorney and stealth writer. Cold Hard Truth, waiting for us to come out to the big town in Nashville, maybe play some music on the streets. Maybe we'll bring Kilgore. You come to Nashville. We'll go to Nashville and we'll have a great fucking time. All right, I'm just pulling up to my hotel now. Man, the Bank of America building. Why does it have to be so fucking big? How much banking? Isn't it just one computer now? Like, what are all those people up there doing? I really want to know. That's probably what the fucking terrorists were thinking when they were standing there looking at the trade center. Like, what the fuck do they do in there? Isn't it all computers now? Yeah. And they fly a fucking plane into it. And then the party was no fun anymore. It was a real turd in the punch bowl at that point. They took the joke a little too far. All right. But isn't that supposed to be like... Everybody's fucking pussies. Everybody was like, after 9/11 happened, and now 9/11 too, everybody's like, oh wait, I'm a pussy now. Something bad happened to some people, and I'm a pussy now. Please go through my bags and search my email and get on my phone, please, and look at my naked girlfriend, please. She's really hot.
Is she hot enough to burn, melt steel beams, sir?
All right.
This is really fucking bad. And there's a valet looking at me like, no, dude, I'm not going to use you. Does this truck look like it needs a valet right now? Go fuck yourself, man. Stop fucking looking at me. I'm at a red light. All right. That's it. That's the Hate Cast with Hate Sec and Kilgore's voicemail. This is Hate Radio, internetchronicle.su. Go fuck yourself, radio. Not quite feeling it, radio. Go out there and really take your Terramax, kids. This episode of Liebel Droker Incorporated is brought to you by Terramax, a fine Liebel Droker product manufactured and sponsored by the one and only Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour, to whose Twitter account we have forgotten the password. That's it. That's the Hate Cast. Good night.
A white rose told me to your face, you shouldn't stand in this place. You should be somewhere on the sea. You shouldn't stand here with me, 'cause I never said a word. I never promised you a thing. Never said a word. I never promised you a thing. You ought to be on the sea, not still here with me, 'cause I never said a word. I never promised you.